This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I'm pretty sure if I lived to be 100 years old, I'd probably wish I would have died in my 80s.
9.
If you ever want me to tell you happy birthday on the radio, happy birthday. I hope this plays on your birthday.
Paige.
I guess being married doesn't really matter much anymore because I find that many married men are hitting on me now and I tell them that they should be ashamed of themselves.
Fat boy.
When I blow my nose, it's usually in a dark alley when nobody's looking.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Hello, yes, I'm here.
All right, I was just taking up for you. I was telling these trollers that are texting in, always from an 828 area code, too. That's where the hateful people are, 828. They are texting in saying that you should have already talked. You've talked to him probably till you're blue in the face.
I have talked to him. I know.
What do people expect? You to just get the kids and say, I'm going to mama's house? I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't mean this is the end, but you got to protect your investment. The investment of your life, the life of your kids, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I want him to know, you know, I'm serious.
All right, so. Truth and consequences. We dial the number when he answers. I know he's already at work. Just say, hey, did I leave something in your car? Or just whatever. But just once you kind of break the ice or whatever it may be, then kind of get to the point about what this is about. And then we'll let, you know, once it kind of hits a certain point, we'll let him know he's on the radio too, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
All right, legally I have to ask you this. You're absolutely sure you want to do it.
You have to ask me that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's so silly. Yeah. All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. After we do football picks, I have to remind everybody it's for entertainment purposes, too. Mm-hmm. We live in such a stupid, litigious society.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, I'll sue. All right, here we go. Truth and consequence.
Hello, this is Jackson.
Hey, well, you seem excited, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm waiting on a call, honey. What's up? I don't want to get too tied up in case he calls me back.
What's the call?
I got a call about a Jeep I saw on Craigslist. I'm thinking about trading in my Renegade and getting a Wrangler.
Are you for real?
Yeah, absolutely. You've always known I wanted a Jeep.
Not really. You only started talking about a Jeep like 2 weeks ago. Like, I mean, it's not like it's something you've talked about for years.
Well, maybe because I thought I'd never get one, but now I want one, so why not?
Well, that's exactly what I'm calling about, actually. Do you have any idea how much money you spent this year?
I mean, I guess I bought a couple things, maybe like $5,000 or whatever. Why?
I guess I'll say it this way. Do you have any idea how much money you've committed to this year? I know you only paid, you know, 6 months on the bike, but you still owe about, like, $10,000. So you've spent about, like, $15,000. It just concerns me a lot.
Okay. I mean, well, so far, so good. I mean, we have some money, so might as well have a little fun before we get old, right?
Yeah, I know, but eventually it's going to run out, and we still have, you know, Christmas coming up and just a lot of stuff on our plate. I mean, that's $15,000. You never even talk to me about it. You just show up with it.
And, I mean, you go to the grocery store and buy whatever you want. You know, you get whatever you want, so I just assume that I could go do the same thing.
Oh, come on, give me a break. I'm feeding our family of four, and I keep a list in the kitchen that you can add to at all times. What I spend on groceries is so much less. Like, you can't even argue that. That's crazy. You realize you bought a motorcycle without even talking to your wife, right? And you're going to argue with me about me buying, like, Pop-Tarts. It's crazy.
I mean, maybe you think it is, but I don't know, honey. I don't really see what the problem is.
How do you not see that there's a problem with you spending $15,000 this year without even talking to me about it? We're married. We're supposed to be partners, but you really don't seem to realize that.
That's not true. I do. And partners support each other. I swear, you act more like my mother than my wife. You know, I don't like this mama hen stuff, Em. It kind of pisses me off. If I want a Jeep, I'm a man. I'm going to go and get myself a Jeep.
See, we can't even talk about it. You just get mad and act like a little kid. I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to talk to you. I'm not trying to be your mother.
I'm not a little kid, and this is exactly what my mom warned me about before we got married. I'm a man, Emily.
Well, maybe if she didn't spoil you like a baby, you'd be a responsible adult.
All I got to say is, when's the last time you ever apologized for anything, to be honest? Why don't you think about that?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
Oh, he hung up before we even got the cat out of the bag. Okay. All right. Emily, hold on. We're going to call him back, okay?
Oh, I'm so mad.
Okay. Don't cuss, please. There's a backstory there with his mother, huh? He was,
Of course.
Okay. Oh, did you hear that?
Of course. Of course. There's some stuff there. Okay.
All right. You'd like us to call him back, I would imagine? You down with that?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to hang up on me. He's like 5.
Okay.
What if we act like we're selling the Jeep?
Do what now?
What if we call back and act like we're the ones selling the Jeep?
Oh, that's funny.
The guy from, what do you mean?
He's the waiting one on a call about the Jeep. For. You want to be selling him a Jeep, Matt?
Yeah, but it'll...
I can unblock it this time.
You do it.
I have hacks.
You do it, Jim.
You're okay.
You find to do it. What was it he had? He had a Wrangler and what's, I forget.
Just want to get him on the phone, tell him we're selling the Jeep, then tell him who we are and what's going on.
Okay. You going to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, so, Emily.
I'm going to get to it quick, though.
Okay, Emily.
Yeah.
We're going to call him back. 9 is going to pretend to be the guy with the Jeep on Craigslist.
I don't know anything about this Jeep. I got to get it out. I mean, okay. I just got to breeze past it. I don't know what the Jeep
man.
Is.
Right? Hey, it's me with the Jeep. It's John Morriston. I got the Jeep. Okay, hold on. Oh.
Hello, this is Jackson.
Hey, you called about that Wrangler I got on Craigslist?
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on, brother?
I'm not selling a Jeep. This is the Rise Guys, and you've been on Truth and Consequences with your wife, Emily. She's worried about you.
Morning, Jackson.
Morning.
We're on the radio right now, 93.3 The Planet in Greenville, South Carolina. Emily?
So you mean to tell me you're just wasting my damn time on some radio show right now?
First of all, it is not some radio show. Read the Arbitron ratings. We're killing it.
Yeah. Plus, I said the Rise Guys, you immediately knew we're a radio show.
Yes. Ha-ha, that's true.
Ha.
That's mainstream recognition.
You're familiar.
Jackson, if you just would listen for a minute instead of hanging up and getting all mad, if I was thinking about making a major purchase, you'd know I'd want to hear your thoughts and I'd include you in making my decision.
Unbelievable. Listen, have I not made myself clear? I don't give a damn about what anybody else thinks. You're not one here out airing our dirty laundry for everyone to hear about it on some Rise Guys radio show. I don't understand why the hell you are wasting my time. This is ridiculous.
Because it's your marriage and she's feeling as though you're... Golly, hung up again. He hung up again. Emily.
All right, let me call back with a Jeep.
God, no.
I don't know if he'll fall for that again.
I got a good one. Grand Cherokee.
Don't even bother. It's not even worth it.
What are you feeling right? I don't even want to say what I'm thinking. What are you feeling right now, Emily?
I don't know what I feel right now. I feel like I don't know how much more I can do this.
I have to look at it this way. So I'm the father of a daughter, and if my kid one day was married, and I'm going to be honest, I hope she never gets married. Unless it's to a lady.
Oh.
I know how men treat women. If I found out that her husband was doing stuff like this, and then when it was brought up to him, he's like, I don't give a damn what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm.
He's a narcissist.
I know. Yeah, I'm...
Paige, what should she do? She's got 2 children here. She's got 11 years of her life, and she's got a husband who is pushing her... I feel as though trying to push you away.
I think you need, first off, you need a budget to work with a household. And I had to do that with my husband and say, this is what you contribute. This is what we spend. you have to look at the budget.
It's like monitoring a baby. It's just a lot of pressure on me. And he buys stuff that he wants.
And what
it's like, no one's going to use my kids aren't going to use a motorcycle. You know what I mean? It's just.
They could like sell it and pay for college, man. Part of it.
And what I keyed into was the narcissist stuff, that he was buying stuff for himself. He thought of himself first. And then when you called him out on it, he went to attack you.
He doesn't give a damn what she or anybody thinks.
What he does frequently. So you need to address that.
Yeah, here's a text message, P1 Plum Rotten. Does he ever show up with stuff for the kids or her like this? Great question. Does he go out
The TV, obviously, you know, something like that we all could benefit from, but no, not really. He's not buying the boys those little
Jeeps. Those things are badass now. Yeah, the little cars that they have for kids. Yeah, they're awesome. If they get a few more CCs in it and a little more legroom, I'd drive one around.
I would have separate accounts.
Well, that's another text that came in. I am not married, so I have to wonder about this. When you get married, does one person control the checkbook and pay the bills? Now, I'm divorced right now, so obviously I can't say that I know everything about marriage and all the ins and outs and how you make them work. But I think when it comes to bills, one person, if you can agree upon it, can cut the checks or do the bill pay or whatever.
I had to sit my husband down and say, look, things are getting cut off because you say you pay it and you didn't, and this is what's going to happen. You manage your finances, you give me what you need to contribute, and this is what it's going to be, so things are paid on time.
Here's another text message. Tell Emily that he wants out. He just doesn't want to be the one to say it. I think that's a little strong. I think he's just out of control, whether it be with drugs or alcohol or credit cards.
Several people take sense like some kind of bipolar thing, like it's like manic buying or something, which, you know, could be potentially.
Yeah.
If he buys a damn Jeep, I mean, we're just going to have so many problems. He just better not buy it. That's all I can say.
You better get ready to ride with the tops off. You go join a Jeep club next.
No, she should keep her clothes on. All right. I wish you the best of luck. I really, really do. Not just because you're going through this, but you got a couple kids, and you know it's a whole mess. He's got to get some counseling. That's a great text. Addiction is addiction is addiction. You can be addicted to drugs, spending, pornography.
There's some kind of reason he's trying to fill some kind of void in life with things.
Yeah, he's trying to replace his mama, it sounds like.
I mean, potentially. I don't know enough about it to say that for certain, but he's trying to fill some kind of void in life.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's Best Damn Audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
He didn't do it anymore. No, I'm just kidding. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. Yeah.
It's the only time you do it.
We should have him start chugging beers for 5 seconds.
Wow.
Jimmy Jack, what is going on in your best damn audio?
Man, that's some interesting stuff. You know, the huge wildfires in California, like Miley Cyrus's house burned down, Gerard Butler's house burned down, a lot of like famous houses burned down. And then a lot of people who aren't millionaires probably lost houses as well.
Yeah, I know.
The news does do a very poor job of just pointing out the millionaire homes that have been taken out.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus is devastated. Miley Cyrus worth $160 million. She'll be all right. There's somebody who doesn't have that kind of money who is in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they probably didn't have good enough insurance either. You know what I mean? It sucks for them. But it sucks for the rich people, too, because, you know, they lost things.
I was going to say, though, if you have a house there, you have the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some money, too.
And you have to have a little bit because you have to have the homeowner's insurance there. And it's ungodly amounts of money being in those wooded areas.
It isn't like some places when you get in the outlying areas around here where you have $1 million home on one side of the street and the other side's a trailer park. It ain't like that there.
Yeah. But it's, you know, and I said this to somebody yesterday. It was somebody in my family, and they kind of looked at me, you know, cockeyed when I said, how is it that it's 2018, almost 2019, and we still have this problem? And I'm not saying that the firemen aren't doing their jobs, and I'm not saying anybody's not doing it. I'm just saying, How is it that we still have these wildfires that are so devastating?
Drought and wind.
Yeah.
Because you can't fight the wind, man. That's why there's no wind fighters.
Can't fight the cedar. No.
Nothing you can do about the cedar.
Can't fight
wind.
The cedar.
I know you think they burned it all by now.
Yeah.
But there's new fires.
No. Well, the new thing to do when there's a fire is record yourself driving out of the fire, as this dad did while he was driving with his daughter in the back seat. And this dude's cool, man. Listen to how cool this dad stays during the whole thing.
We're not going to catch on fire, okay? We're going to stay away from it. And we'll be just fine. Okay? We're doing all right. Baby, it'll be all right. We're going to get out, okay? We're going to leave.
But we're going to get fire.
No, we're going to get out of here. And we'll come back when it's more Princess Poppy, okay?
Princess Poppy died.
Oh my God. This looks like something in a movie that Dwayne Johnson would star in and save the day in.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Hopefully be naked in.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Dude's got a cracked windshield. Bet he wishes he lived here.
Look, we're past it. We're out of it, okay?
Where's Mom?
Yay.
You did it.
We did it together.
I see a better fire.
Yeah.
I bet they added the voiceover later.
You think so?
He's not this calm.
I know.
There's no way. This looks like the movie This Is the End.
It does. It's just, I mean, they're driving through what looks like the entrance to hell, and he's saying, baby, it'll be all right.
Good for him.
Like, what a cool dad. Not like cool as in like James Dean leather jacket cool, but as in terms of like, man, you did good.
Keeping your kid from freaking out cool.
Yeah.
Level-headed.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great about the cracked windshield. Because you get a free replacement with full coverage insurance here.
Yeah, you do in South Carolina. It's a good deal. Not everybody has that, you know? All right, it's Monday.
Maybe we should have water towers that are full of water, and then when there's an emergency fire, then pull the plugs on these. I'm just trying to think. There's got to be something.
I mean, they dump it out of them giant helicopter buckets and stuff, man. It's impossible to defend against it, I guess.
Yeah, they'll show it, and it ain't much. It's like a little bit of sand. It's like, let's make 300 more trips.
Well, that's what you got to do. You got a better idea?
I guess fly them like four or five together at once.
I mean, they only have so many.
Fire jumpers in there prepared.
Yeah.
They're on staff.
Howie Long
around,
was one of those in a movie.
One of my preachers at Poe Baptist Church said that eventually that California was going to break off into the ocean anyway at the end of time. So.
Arizona Bay. Maynard thinks the same thing as preachers.
Yeah. Huh. Someday we'll see Armageddon soon.
It's Monday and it's raining. You know, people like to complain about working too hard.
Yeah.
Job sucks. Work sucks, especially in weather like this. I won't get up and go.
Well, your house ain't on fire.
No. And you don't work in China. Listen to what happens if you don't hit your sales goals in China. They will whip you. They will literally whip you with a whip.
They don't do that here, do they?
Not yet.
That's why Tom Morgenthau always has that look on his face.
Boss, if you're listening, there's an idea for you.
It's okay, though. Devin's the one who does the spanking.
Yeah.
Old duders.
Well, never complain about your job again, because these employees also had to drink urine and eat cockroaches when they weren't being whipped for not hitting their goals in sales.
That's this week's pigskin punishment.
Oh, no.
Right, look, from the tent.
This lady's just tearing into this dude with a belt.
Oh, Jesus. It's like public.
Yeah. I mean, they just get everybody out in the office. If you don't hit your goals, they just go at you with a belt.
Yeah.
And then they see what they're drinking there. That ain't Gatorade, man. That is not Gatorade.
It is fun. In America, we create these like Google environments of, we have slides and we have ping pong tables and all this stuff.
And they walk out.
We do promotional pictures of us drinking. We have the best time ever at our jobs.
Yeah.
These sons of bitches over here getting whipped.
Whipped with a belt and having to drink urine and eat cockroaches if they don't do a good enough job.
Wow.
And you're like, man, I can't make them buy it. I'm doing my best.
Oh, my gosh. Who wants to do business with a company that beats their people?
Oh,
apparently a lot of billionaires from America want to do business with companies that beat their people.
Ugh. That's true.
Everybody just had a business for the past 20 years.
I bought some of their products yesterday.
I don't know where this shirt was made, but I got to guess.
Yeah.
All right, this
a
comes,
really big factory.
Take
a rent out of their
because it's an extra large. Come on, man! Don't make jokes like I'm 400 pounds when I ain't.
I'm still on my 2008 joke book.
Well, get a new one. I don't like that. I lost 200 pounds. I want some credit.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me mark out. I'll take 9 off all these and replace them with Fat Boy.
Okay, good.
There we go.
Oh, throw it away.
Jump in the air and get stuck, Fat Boy.
I know. Every time I roll around, it's my birthday. I bleed gravy. Yellow jacket, kids, hop on me.
Stop it.
Your VCR is your beeper.
I got a little mattress in my maxi pad.
You want to take a trip to Waynesville if you don't actually have to drive all the way to Waynesville?
Yeah.
And be in Waynesville?
What's up, in Waynesville? Waynesville?
A 78-year-old man who beat up a black bear.
Oh.
Yep. He got attacked by a bear in his front yard, and he punched it in the face, and here he is talking to WLOS about his encounter with a bear.
And I just happened to look around, and there's three bears right there beside me. She made a charge and dead run at me. That sucker was eyeball to eyeball to me. I hit her right dead on the point of the nose, the first shot. And when I did, she went down and started trying to bite me right here. So I'm just continuing pounding, pounding, and pounding. She's continuing trying to bite me. And like I said, she got a hold of me and shook me a little bit. And then she let go, and then she took a swat at me.
I seen her stand up and rear her paw back, and all I seen was a mouthful of teeth. And I just knew he was going to be gone.
My bear.
We have a lot to be thankful for because we were both very, very lucky.
I could have been dead. I could have been really cut up bad.
Oh, cut up bad.
This is the coolest old guy ever. He's wearing his overalls and he's got like a black ball cap on with a skull on the front of it.
Oh my God.
Beating up females.
He appears to have a gold chain around his neck.
Well, right. I know. I was thinking that too. Somebody's going to say, oh, it was a female bear. Shouldn't hit her.
My beard.
It sounds like beard.
Like, is, really?
Listen.
My husband was just attacked by a bear.
A beard or a beer.
I could have been dead. I could have been really cut up bad.
I don't know what's worse.
I would only talk to Stan Pam Phyllis.
You get Darcell Grimes out here. I talk to nobody.
Nobody but Darcell.
He had the uplink to somebody there. He was remotely speaking.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was at the house. Mm. Finally, one more clip.
Don't
for
you think it's good? A good stewards of the community, we should say, do not try to fight bears. Just go on in the house.
Well, if you get attacked by one, you got to defend yourself.
That's true.
If they charge at you, I mean, you ain't going to outrun it. You better punch it in the face.
You better sell it.
Like, that's what you do with bears and sharks, right? If you have no other option, you try to punch them in the nose.
If you kick a bear in the nuts and it's a woman, does it, she still hurt?
I think so.
Yeah.
Think
what about so. If it's in the woods? Does it make any noise?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. No. The would Pope, you, though, he goes in the woods.
Yeah.
Would you look for a set first before you fought it?
Oh, sure.
Maybe. One more clip. Gary Busey's tips on sleeping. Here you go.
Sleep is a very powerful element that we are to have every night. The word nap, N-A-P, stands for not a possibility. Forget naps. Get some tapes that play ocean waves coming in and segments of measurement where you hear them in a rhythm that is even. Sega cassette tape. A summer rainstorm in Hawaii, and you hear the rain softly passing by, and it feels like it's coating your body with the spiritual essence, and you go to sleep. You go to sleep mad at somebody, don't ever do that, because you might not wake up the next morning. You've heard people say, have somebody whispering to you, or playing a tape, somebody talking on the tape. That discourages sleep because you got your mind going and your hearing going,
he has cassette tapes.
Your senses going on something that's outside of sleep. It's all good. If it works, great. Do it. Sleep comes as a gift because sleeping is a gift. And when you wake up in the morning, first thing you feel, first thing you say is, this is going to be a beautiful day. The beautiful thing about the word, all the words of the days, they end in a Y. And a Y is a symbol of a forked road. One path leads to the village of truth. One path leads to the village of lies. Don't look for remedies to go to sleep outside of yourself. Because you go to sleep with yourself, you wake up with yourself, that's not going to get you to sleep. That's going to get you to watch Soupy Sales or something on TV.
That's great. I love him.
I love him.
He's always got acronyms.
He does.
Such a hot mess.
He's on another level from the rest of us. You know that.
Yeah, mental illness.
Well, that possibly.
I mean, that guy would have. Right, that's mental illness. It's not drugs anymore. He's not on drugs anymore.
He could be very eccentric, I guess.
It's that accident. He was normal before that.
In a sense, he seems kind of enlightened, but in a crazy way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, if you can't sleep, get some cassette tapes.
Oh, cassette tapes. Okay.
Because you have a way to play those at your house.
Sure.
No.
Sure. I do.
Go find some cassette tapes.
It wasn't nuts and under siege. You know, he was not. He dressed like a woman, but still.
He was nuts. His character was crazy in Under Siege.
I don't know, but one song that they whisper in, and that would, you know.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you see.
Wait till you see my.
Wait till you see. See or smell. I don't know anymore.
Wait till you see my Busey.
Well, if you have trouble sleeping, look up Gary Busey on YouTube. He'll talk you to sleep or at least tell you how to do it. Anyway, I'm 9. That's my best damn audio for Monday.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Guess where I'm from?
Benedire, arrivederci.
Guess where I live?
Don't be such a wanker.
Guess where I am?
Stay representing all day, every day.
Let's play Guess That Accent. It might be easy and it might be hard. It's the only time we'll play the race card. Maybe you can guess and maybe you can't. Now it's time to play Guess That Accent.
Boom, 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 boom. The Trevor Noah Tour is the loud and clear tour. Loud and clear, which is referring to the bag policy there at the well.
Yes.
You have to have a clear bag.
And loud ones as well.
Yeah, that's right. Very loud bag. All right. Let's go to the phones. I will tell you, Paige, that you have already been paired up. Oh, you know this guy, too. Easley's very own P1C Money.
Oh, hey.
Partners once again.
Nah, it's Greenville, not Sleazy.
Fat boy.
Oh. What?
Why do you keep screwing up?
He said E Vegas. I'm like, is that what they call it now?
He said G Vegas.
No,
it was E
Vegas.
He still says that 10 years after everybody else quit.
Yeah,
okay?
Good Lord.
Give him that.
Yeah. I'm also B Money.
Oh, my God.
He's lying.
B Money.
It's C Money. He always messes it up.
Oh, okay. He got it right today, but he said you're from Easley instead of G Vegas.
All right. You're going to work yourself.
Who says E Vegas?
Nobody. I thought they started it. It was E-Town back in the day.
Nobody ever said E-Vegas. E-Town.
I know. You did the three fingers.
Yeah, Sleazley.
No?
Oh, all right. Come on.
So team together, P1C Money and Paige. All right. Taking on Fat Boy and Morganton, North Carolina's very own Brittany. Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
How you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, fair to Medlin. You got plans for March?
No, not yet.
Well, let's get you some plans. You are paired up with Fat Boy. It's very simple. I am going to hand Fat Boy, 9, help me come up with these. I'm going to have hand Fat Boy 3 accents on 3 different cards. Fat Boy, keep them face down, please. I'm now going to hand Paige 3 accents on index cards face down.
You know where you're going?
Who called first, Fat Boy?
C Money.
All right, C Money, do you want to go first or second?
First.
First it is. Brittany, we place you on hold for one moment. All right. Paige, you and C Money together right now. You have 3 accents. You will start doing these accents. All that we can tell him is when he guesses yes or no, he's wrong or right. You keep going with the accents, okay? Now, you can't, like, let's say, for instance, you can't do something like, oh, I am Chinese. You can't do that. You cannot actually say the accent.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, you'll be timed, and of course you want to get all 3 out of 3. If you need to pass, you can come back. This and that. Ready?
Okay. Flipping over the first one, right?
Time will begin on your first clue. Time will begin on your first clue. See Money trying to figure out the accent in which you are impersonating. Ready, See Money?
I'm ready.
Ready, Paige?
Yes.
Ready, timekeeper Jimmy Jack?
Yeah, I'm all good, man.
Time begins now.
We go to the Wienerschnitzel in Oktoberfest.
German.
All right, we got a ding. Go.
Es todos mis amigos son loros y Tijuana, man.
Mexico. Spanish.
Ding! Okay, third one.
Mon petit chouchou, voulez-vous avec moi ce soir? Ooh la la, baby.
French.
Okay, all right, time. Oh, boy. Zipped right through it like a hot knife through butter. Golly, Paige. Can I be honest and tell you, normally you're not good at this. I don't say that with any negativity. Usually this is really difficult. French, you obviously know well, but zipped right through that. Holly bomb.
Like nothing.
See, Money, you should be very proud of yourself. You did quite well. You said Mexican. I mean Spanish. Good job. All right, hold on. We now bring Brittany back on the phone. Brittany, are you ready?
Yes.
Brittany, boy, that was tough right there, hon. They went right through it.
I know.
I know. You know, but Fat Boy is the official impersonator on the show. He's the accent master.
This is Fat Boy's thing he's good at.
All right. Playing for tickets to see Trevor Noah, the Loud and Clear Tour at the Bonsacore Wellness Arena. Time will begin on Fat Boy's first one-word clue. Go.
A mamma mia. That's a spicy meatball.
Italian.
Yes. I have fun hacking your election yesterday. We hack. Well, Trump is our president, and not yours. We drink lots of Stoli. We drink lots of vodka and watch your country go down the crapper.
Boston? No, the little short people like leprechauns.
Vladimir Putin is hero. Alex Ovechkin is hero.
Dang it.
We like hockey and being poor. We hate our people.
It's President Putin, where are they from?
Oh no!
Boris Pasternak, Dr. Zhivago. Very long, boring book.
The accent's perfect.
How do you not know?
Pass and come back.
Pass.
Okay. I went to Bunker Hill the other day and ate the chili and had wicked fights. Had wicked fights in the triple decker. The triple decker was full of fights.
No!
Park the car in the yard. Fight in the car and park it. Yes!
Yeah, okay. Now back to the other one.
We used to be a very big country. We divide because you're stupid president.
Only on paper.
Korean. I know.
It's over at this point, right?
Oh, keep going. It's fine.
I like to eat potatoes and drink vodka for breakfast, and I like to kick homeless people on the way to Gulag.
Nikita Kolov.
My country rhymes with Bushin.
We know.
Yeah.
The name of my country rhymes with Lushin. My accent rhymes with Lushin.
Russian.
Yes! Okay, time.
Right,
did you stop the clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
All right. It's time to review.
Oh, my own.
Paige? You and C Money. Remember that so long ago? It seems like it was yesterday.
Like weeks ago that you and C Money played this game.
You zip right through it. French, of course, the last one there. You had that one very well. You had Spanish. And then remind me of the first one again. German. German was. You zipped right through it. What was their time on that one, Jimmy Jack Jackie?
Paige and C Money?
Yeah.
29.42 seconds.
29.42.
I'm glad she can't see the text.
God. Yeah,
this,
I know.
This might be a camera finish here.
I'm sorry she used her real name and where she's from.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Jesus. Fat Boy, you started off.
Oh, now they're messaging me on Facebook about it, too.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Fat Boy, remind us of your impersonations, your accents, and guess that accent.
I had Italian first. I was doing Chef Boyardee, and she got that one right.
She got that one right. Easy spicy on meatball. Had a little bit of trouble with the Russian.
Yeah. That was about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I've had that, but, well, no, don't give away the spoiler yet.
People from Morganton are real mad.
Oh, no.
She represents our town.
Don't you love when she said, who are them little people on the boat?
Leprechauns. little people, leprechauns.
Little people.
I thought she would nail it when I said wicked fights in the triple decker.
New York.
New York.
Oh, all these right. Texts are fun, man. Oh, literally, how in the living blank.
Paige and P1C Money, 3 for 3 with a time of 29.4 seconds. Fat Boy and Brittany from Morganton, North Carolina.
29.4 minutes?
1 minute, 46.79 seconds.
Oh, no. That
was longer.
Means our winner is Paige and C Money.
Yay!
You did it. C Money, you did it.
Sir.
Congratulations. We will now send you over to Steve Martindale, who will get up to the microphone and tell you what you've won.
Congratulations, B1C Money. You just won tickets to see Trevor Noah live, Bonsacore Wellness Arena, Friday night, March
27th. Congratulations.
Did he win or did she lose?
Oh, man, I hope Trevor Noah's half as funny as that game.
Holy moly. Please hold. We will get your information.
There are people out looking for her.
God. People are so mean.
The best one. We used to be big country and then we divided. North Korea.
I know. Does that sound North Korean?
Yes. Oh,
you know what? I just realized I want to hear my mother play this game.
Absolutely.
Either guessing or doing the accents.
Doing the accents.
One.
Doing
either
the accents.
One. It will
she
be
said,
gold.
Putin, where's he from?
President Putin, where's he from?
Oh, little God. Short people.
Oh, it's fun. You know what? I would do no better. Brittany, keep your head high.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.